Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Buliwa Gavaza, and for today, we get into a conversation with the JSE's biggest group, that is Naspers and Process, and we're going to be chatting with Fabricio Bloisi, who is the recently appointed CEO of the group. They just announced their earnings, for the half year. Earlier today, we're recording this on the 2nd of December, that is on the Monday, that is when they released those particular results earlier today, and it's looking like a healthy set of results, and obviously good time because the company has been working to prove profitability in their e-commerce business, and for today we're seeing that things have been going well. They reported a more than 70% rise in core headline earnings. And that is up to 1.5 billion rand, up 74%, or 865 cents, from 454 cents a year before. So joining us is Fabricio, and we're going to get a sense of what's happening in the company and hopefully, peer into his crystal ball around what he wants the company to do. Fabricio, greetings to you today.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to keep talking to South Africa. Hope I'll be able to go there to visit you soon. But I'm happy to be there through our podcast to start. So let's go.
No, definitely. So as you obviously, you guys have just released the results, but we don't want to get too technical. I think for this, we want to hear your thoughts around the group and the strategy. Maybe where we can start, because we are on the South African platform. People will want to understand maybe the place of South Africa in the portfolio. What are you seeing happening in the market? Because the two biggest businesses on the South African portfolio is obviously Take A Lot in Media 24. So how are you feeling about, South Africa and specifically the businesses that you have here?
Perfect. But I will give one step behind. Let me tell you what I saw when I arrived here and I'll get to South Africa. But I'm here for 5 months now as CEO. To me, to be in charge of Prosus, it's amazing. I was an admirer, and Prosus is my partner. I was the founder of iFood and Movil in Brazil for more than 10 years. And the amazing thing about moving to here is being able to develop technology innovation that can impact the whole world. And I think the flexibility Prosus have, the opportunity that we have, Prosus and Naspers have now, are really amazing. Said that, when I joined, first, the moment today is an amazing moment. It's an amazing where there will be so much transformation. The big companies in 5 years, probably they are going to be different than the big companies today. As many times over history, when a technology arrives and change completely how the business work, there is a lot of opportunities to new companies to grow and become much bigger. And lots of companies do not succeed during these transitions. I think Naspers and Prosus are very well positioned to explore this moment of change, where we are talking much more about AI, about innovation and disruption. So that's my big motivation. When I arrived here in the company, it's amazing to see how interesting companies we have around the world, in India, in China, in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America. What frustrated me a lot, to be honest, is that we are not taking the maximum synergies between our companies. So we have, for example, iFood in Brazil, where I came from. They were doing amazing AI, let's say, in customer experience or in logistics. But this was not being shared through our other companies. We had amazing companies in India, for example, Meesho or Swiggy. And what they are doing, we're not being shared. I think this is bad, because if a business can understand, have the knowledge how to operate better, it has an amazing impact in the performance of the business. Naspers had this knowledge inside the group, but we are not sharing that. That was my big point of impact when I joined. I started to create a culture of tech company, a culture focusing in innovation, in taking more risks, in building the future, in empowering people to create the future. A culture of speed, because we have to iterate and test and learn and move faster. This was, I think, the number one biggest focus of mine. And the number two was create a real ecosystem where the companies can learn from each other. I'm getting on the ecosystem because I think specifically for South Africa, this is very important. I remember I went to a South Africa meeting with one of our companies in South Africa, and the person told me, it's difficult to me to compete because we have just like 100 people competing against bigger players. And I told them, you are completely wrong. We are not like 100 people, 500 people company in South Africa. We are a 30,000 people company. Just talking about the controlled companies of Naspers. We are a company that has an investment capacity of tens of billions of dollars. We are here to win and to learn from each other. If we cannot hire people in South Africa to do what we need to do, we can hire these people in Brazil or in India or in Europe. And that's a competitive advantage because we can use the synergies of our companies to compete better and to win against our competitors. So that's my mindset. And I'm here for 5 months. And I'm seeing that becoming a reality. So getting to South Africa, for example, I think Takealot has to be the winner in South Africa. We are here first. We are the South African company. We are big. We are strong. We have smart people, and we are here for a win. But sometimes in Takealot, we didn't have the internal knowledge to compete against some other also good company as us. And we did many interesting things. I'm quite excited with Takealot now. We talk much more about we need to be the best product in the world. We need to move faster in technology. And we are sharing internally lots of knowledge. For example, we took lots of knowledge from Brazil, India, and Europe, and we sent to Takealot in terms of management model, culture, logistics, and technology. We did workshops. We traveled people from South Africa to abroad and people from those countries to South Africa so they could really share what they do best and what they need to improve. And the result, in my opinion, is Takealot is moving faster. Takealot is preparing itself to have the same bar and the same set of best practices that we have in our best companies. And I think this is more valuable than invest money in one of the business. This is, how can I say, preparing the business to have an excellent performance. I'm confident and happy with Takealot improvements over the last, I would say, 2 or 3 months. And I'm sure that this is just the start. We will have many more improvements over the next month. With Media24, the same thing. They had, how can I say, limitations in terms of the kind of talent that they need to hire. And we offer, we can help you. We can help you sharing information on the AI or what we are doing all around the world. And we can help you hiring people. But let me tell you an interesting story to you. Be proud, South Africans listening to this podcast. Media24, they were applying Token, our AI system, and they were sharing the knowledge of Token better than many of our other companies. At the same time, we were there trying to help in technology. We asked Media24 to prepare courses for us to teach in the whole world of Prosus about how they are using Token internally. And that's the beauty of an ecosystem. I'm not getting to South Africa to say I'm best, I'm better. I'm saying this is what you can do better. Go there and talk to these people, they can help you. And this is what you do better, and we want to learn from you. So I think we are in a great journey of empowering our South African business, and I'm more confident than ever that our ecosystem approach will have great results here.
No, most certainly. It is a very interesting place to be in, and glad to see and hear that you've been immersing yourself in the South African operation. Because at the end of the day, Naspers is a South African business, and people will want to know and understand what its place is in the portfolio. But maybe switching to something that you said just now, Fabricio, around AI, that's a big area of focus from you. You've been saying it since before you came into, you know, into office. And then, you know, when you gave us the 100-day check-in, you know, about a month ago, you're still speaking about AI and you're quite bullish about it. My question is, on the AI front, a lot has been said about AI, especially in your food delivery business. You are seeing, you mentioned earlier on, all the progress from iFood, you know, which is in Brazil, and all the learnings that you can take from that platform. You've also spoken about how you have an internal tool called Token and how it's being used, you know, by the likes of Media 24. As a play, obviously there's efficiencies, you know, that you can drive all across the group. But where do you see the most value, you know, coming from? You know, is it in food delivery? You know, is there an opportunity in payments? You know, how do you see the biggest opportunity from your portfolio?
I believe we are going to stop talking about AI in 3 or 4 years, because the world is not going to work without AI anything. Can be a restaurant, can be an airline, can be a media company. AI, we cannot live today without the impact of the industrial revolution, or even the impact of internet, of your smartphone. If you spend like 1 week without your smartphone, you're going to say, oh my God, how do I do my work? That's the kind of impact AI will have in the next few years. So I'm quite confident that, so many people ask, but there is some hype, there is some company that are overvalued. My answer is yes, there is some hype and there is companies overvalued, as it exists in any big technology transformation over the last 300 years. When you have a big technology that changed everything, you have many people investing, some overvalued companies, and look, many of those companies will fail. Maybe 3/4 of the AI companies we are talking about, they will disappear in a few years. But the other fourth that survive, maybe they are going to be the leaders of the future, because this is a technology that changes how we operate: technology, computers, information, communication, commerce. So the Americans are investing a lot to do that. They are investing hundreds of billions of dollars. And you know, the Americans have this kind of cash to invest in Silicon Valley. The problem is that many regions in the world, like India, Europe, Latin America, and South Africa, they don't have that kind of money to invest. But it's a technology that is so important that if you are behind, it will have a tremendous impact in the country, in the companies, in the economy. So I believe Prosus has a opportunity and responsibility, because we are the kind of big tech that we have the financial capability to invest, but also we are connected to the best companies in China and in the US. And if we can invest locally, that's our way to operate. If you can invest locally to have people in Media 24, in Take A Lot, that are very good in AI, this is good for Prosus, because there will be opportunities there. But this is also good for South Africa. I'm quite confident that there will be opportunities that we can help, and that we will invest, and that we'll get a lot of financial returns on that. I'm quite confident that AI is going to have an amazing impact. And I believe we are a company that can win during this transition. Another thing I was talking today during the results is that in some of the countries we are closer, like South Africa, Brazil, and India, we are expected to help to invest to develop local people and teams and universities in terms of AI. So we haven't announced the amount yet, but we are expected to announce the beginning of the next year that we are going to invest in university and research centers to train local people. That's a different thing on Prosus, let's say, comparing to, I don't know, Google or Microsoft. They have most of their team in California or in US, but we want, and our model is to have and to empower local team in South Africa. And for us, investing in this new technology locally, it's very important. So as you can see, I am more excited about AI today than 3 months ago. So
no, and I like what you said just now about the fact that there's gonna come a time when we won't even be using the term AI anymore. It would just be a normal day in life and work. Once upon a time, using computers was revolutionary, in the office place. But now it's just so common that it's just an expectation. You don't even talk about a desktop, a laptop, or any other type of computing. So I definitely see what you're saying, on that front. But I want to switch over to your investment activities. Process and is known as one of the biggest investors when it comes to technology, companies around the world. By some rankings, top 10, top 20 globally in terms of as an investor. Where do you see the investment need right now? Are you more interested in, especially because you're a founder yourself, are you more interested in finding founders to back or, new founders to back? Or are you more interested in making sure that your current crop of companies, your current crop of companies, is helped to scale? Or how are you thinking about that?
Good question. The answer for that in my mind is, how can I say, it's very interrelated, correlated answer, because I think both. Let me explain you why. We are a big investor. We have lots of capital to invest, but I don't think our competitive advantage is having capital. Like the American companies, they have much more capital than us. If the only thing is invest or not in one specific company, there will be other companies with more capital than us, even if we are a top 15 or 20 global investor. What I believe is we have to leverage the assets we have. We have to leverage the knowledge we have in a few segments or in a few regions or in a few companies. I have to understand we are very good in food delivery. We are also very good in classifieds and in payments. We have many e-commerce operations. We are strong in India and in South Africa. These are competitive advantages. It's difficult to compete against us when you consider what we know about, for example, e-commerce and South Africa. So I want to invest where I can leverage my ecosystem and where my ecosystem can leverage the investment. So if I'm investing in a company that is going to grow faster because they are going to sell to my customers or to sell through my companies, that's amazing because the risk reduces a lot of these investments. The other way, sometimes we are going to invest in someone because we can help them, because we can help those companies grow faster in South Africa, or because this company can distribute some business through some other companies. So having this synergy on investments is what create a competitive advantage for us. But then you said, should I do that through empowering entrepreneurs? I believe the only way to a company be ambitious as we are is empowering entrepreneurs. But I can empower an entrepreneur that is going to work together with us. I can empower an entrepreneur that wants to sell more in Latin America. That's why we are investing on them. So I think it's a mix of empowering entrepreneurs, but considering our ecosystem. What I can tell you, what I'm not doing, I'm not investing 3% in a company to be a passive investor. If I'm a passive financial investor, this is not for Prosus. We have many investors that can invest 1%, 2%, 3%, 4% and just wait 10 years. We want to invest in companies we can make the companies run better, or we want to invest in companies that can make us be better. And we do that through investing in entrepreneur. Another curiosity, to me, entrepreneur is not only the founder. Entrepreneur is the people that say, I'm going to use this opportunity to change, to make impact, to do different and to do better. So we have lots of entrepreneurs inside Prosus. We have lots of entrepreneurs that the founders, but not only them. And that's the kind of behavior that we bet and that we want to keep investing. Can be an external entrepreneur or can be someone inside our company that we need to give more space for them.
All right. I think just before we let you go and related to what we are talking about when it comes to backing founders and entrepreneurs, how do you see technology shaping up? Obviously, you are in emerging markets, which are different from your developed markets, and the markets are not the same. So it's not going to be the same in each market. But from what you're seeing, When I take a look at what's happening in the US, there's a lot of consolidation right now, a lot of mergers, a lot of, acquisitions. A lot of the big investors are buying up AI companies. A lot of the media companies are clubbing together. Do you see the same happening in the spaces that you are involved in? Does iFood remain as iFood on its own, or does iFood go out and, buy a number of, different delivery companies around the world? Same with Delivery Hero, right? Do they stay, as Delivery Hero on their own, or do they maybe come together? And I guess the same can be asked about payments and all the other places where you guys are investing. How do you see that shaping up?
I think the good news, you said, is iFood still going to be alone by themselves on their own? iFood is not alone. Good news. iFood is part of Prosus, as part of Prosus, it's part of a much bigger company. And like Media24 is not alone, and Takealot's not alone either. And I think that's the value we add. You asked about consolidation. As technology become more, as you need more scale to compete in technology, it's natural to have bigger companies that can invest in invest in technology. So that's why it's natural these companies to consolidate in US. And I think we don't have enough big tech in Europe or in Africa or in other places like those or in Brazil. So I think Prosus fulfill this open space of being a big tech that can help the best companies on those regions to have the investment capacity in terms of money, but also in terms of people and technology and knowledge, so those companies can thrive. So I believe in consolidations. I think there will be much more consolidations. We have in food delivery, for example, three businesses: iFood, Delivery Hero, Swiggy, but also Meituan, DoorDash. We have five businesses actually. And we are going to keep trying to help them to grow faster and better and to invest more so they can be big winners. Not necessarily we are going to IPO those companies or to buy more or sell those companies. For example, our focus in IPOing right now is in India. We have we IPO'd Swiggy just 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago. And my expectation is to have a few more IPOs in India. So that's my focus in consolidation, in IPO, in making company public. But despite India, we are going to case by case understand when we can consolidate or not. But generally, I believe in consolidation. I believe in work together. But I think Prosus is fulfilling this role.
All right. So that's how we end off. It has been great just talking to Fabricio about the state of Naspers and Prosus, his thoughts around, technology investment, the state of their own group and company, just coming off of a, good set of interim results, for the half year. Also giving us some insight into artificial intelligence. He's quite bullish about it. And he says that in a couple of years, we won't even be talking about AI as a thing anymore. It would literally just be a normal part and of doing business. Also giving us some insight into the South Africa business, and he says that one of the big things that he's hoping to do is to have a lot more synergies across their group, so that a company like Takealot can actually expand and do better, taking learnings from other parts of the world whilst at the same time taking its learnings from South Africa to other companies within the portfolio. And then also we got into what's happening in terms of the founder space, because valuations have done, I'm going to call them, somersaults over the last couple of years. So the needs of founders have changed over the years. And as a founder himself, he was just giving us a lens through which to look at, do we back you know, founders, new founders in the portfolio, or do we go out and actually make sure that the existing set of, you know, businesses in the portfolio grows better? And he says that they're looking at a little bit of both, and then ending off just giving us some insight, you know, into what's happening when it comes to, you know, consolidation and the fact that we're going to continue to see it, but process is used as a platform to fill in the gaps where in emerging markets especially there might not be the huge pools of capital. So as a platform, he says that you know, process provides that filling in some of those gaps. So that's been it. We're in conversation with Fabricio Bloisi. He is the CEO of Naspers and Process. Fabricio, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the invitation. It has been great to be here with you. Hope to see you personally in South Africa soon. Just want to finish saying that your summary of what I said was much better than me saying by myself. So thank you for summarizing so well, and hope to see you soon again.
No, thank you so much, Fabricio. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.